It's Saturday, the 6th of February, as I watch a starling, a stuckey, feeding voraciously on the hanging suet feeders, suet box. It's the one thing that is keeping, or one of the things, but I'd say the main thing that's keeping the starlings coming to the garden each day, and pretty much all day, is the suet box. So that's on the shopping list for today, if the home bargain store has them back in stock, that is. £1 for one of these cylindrical suet box, £1 to have all birds, but in particular a small flock of starlings visiting your garden every day. It's not £1 a day, because the box lasts much, much longer than that, but £1 to have all that visual and audible enjoyment. Love when they fight amongst each other. Not really fight, squabbling, hierarchy, pecking order. He's knocking mumps out. Well, it could be a she. It's 11:30 a.m. Long lying bed, just after 10 till just after 10, and then a bit. My sleep, Azumio's sleep up, woke me up just after 10. That's 12 hours, that's your limit, 12 hours, which is long enough for anyone, to be honest with you. But it went off, and my wife woke up. And I said, are we getting up? And she says, if we really need to. And I said, no, we don't really need to. So she went back to sleep almost immediately. I didn't. And then she snored for the next half an hour till I really had to get up. So got up about 10:30. Great sleep, absolutely great sleep. Felt so refreshed when I got up. Loads of deep REM sleep last night, and some great dreams, some crazy but great dreams, and a song. You know, many people do this, they dream of a song or a tune, and they wake it up, they try to retain that, try to memorise it before it's gone, or some even go on a get up and go and write it down or play it out on the keyboard or whatever. I didn't. I had to get up during the night while I was in this dream of the song. And I can, because I'm talking about it just now, I'm finding it difficult to remember exactly how the tune goes. But I know once I stop talking I will, because I've kept it in my head since I got up this morning. Kept running through it, running through it. But it's and I had words to it as well. So, well, it was a song, wasn't it? What I mean is, the music was there, a guitar, and just a plain guitar, being strummed, chords, and the tune and the lyrics, and. To my knowledge, I've kept the first verse. Well, I think I only got to a verse, and then maybe my mind was trying to work out a chorus or, you know, something like that. It's still there, but the only thing is that the more I thought about it, the more I thought, I know that tune. And then it dawned on me, it's a famous backing tune, song, but I can't remember the singer. It's a guy that sang the song. My words are different from his, of course. I can't remember the song, and it's running through my head just now, and I can hear it, but I can't get it. I can't get the name of the song. I think its song is actually about songs or melody. I'm not going to do anything here. I'll do something later if I try and get it together. But obviously we had a tune coming, but I had onwards, I have onwards to that, the start anyway, just the first three or four lines, but there you go, great fun, in bed, sleeping, and dreaming about coming up with a brand new song. No one's ever heard this one before. It's going to be famous. It's going to be big. Truth be told, as we should all know, unless you're one in a gazillion or one in a million, but actually, I mean, I know songwriters do this all the time, but let's take this a stage at a time. I believe that if we dream about a song, it's because our mind has captured a tune, a rhythm, a beat, some words, and then makes us think that we came up with that. So if you dig far enough back when you're awake, you know, there'll be a link. Even those who write songs, you know, who are songwriters, in other words, composers, borrow. Even if they dreamt about a song, a tune, it would be their mind borrowing something they heard. It could be way in the past, it could be fairly recent, it could be something that they heard in the past, and put it together. And then, because their brains are programmed for songwriting and composing, then they can do something with it. But in general, most of us ordinary folk, I think, it's something. And it proved its point with me this morning. And that's proved its point so many times in the past when I thought I got out of bed with a song in my heart. Yeah, it was a song in my head, actually. It's crazy stuff. It's crazy stuff. You know. And then I look back and I picture myself, you know, going to the toilet. And all the time thinking this tune, keep the tune, remember the tune, read one out. It's crazy stuff. Don't want to lose it. Oh my god, they're crazy brains, man, crazy. So I'm feeling good this morning. Weather-wise, overcast, greyness everywhere, but not raining. And only a slightly stiff breeze getting up and again, but hey, it's dry, we'll take that positivity. Loads of wee birds this morning, all flitting about. Sparrows, blue tits, grey tits, coal tits. I haven't seen many chaffinches. A few. Not this morning, they're none this morning, but over the winter I haven't seen a lot of chaffinches. Don't know what's going on there. They're beautiful birds. And I had song, of course. And the greenies, I love those ones, green tits. No, it's not, it's green finches, twit. I call myself a twit. Green finches. Who come to the feeders. But you always get one that goes to the top of the tallest tree and chimes out. Not really a song. The chime, beautiful kind of chime, it sings out, you know right away that's a greenie. Beautiful birds too, yeah, they are. In spring and summer colours, males are resplendent. What a great word that is, isn't it? Resplendent. You know, it's almost like the top. Can't get any better, you know. You know, she was resplendent in her wedding dress, or etc., etc. Yeah. And that's a phrase I can't say without thinking of the King and I, etc., etc. Or as my mother-in-law used to know it as, the King and One. We never did tell her. She loved that film. She never did know, and we wouldn't tell her, what it really was called. I love that film, The King and One. Anyway, time for this senior citizen's breakfast, once my wife's here, strike. So I shall go in and get the stove, the fire, the log burning fire going. Well, prepared. My dear friend Adrian Wicks has had one installed over the past couple of days. And he's bought 300 tons of logs, 100 tons of kindling, 300 newspapers, and 20 boxes of matches. Just kidding, Adrian. So he will soon be lighting a big fire. Part of the log burning brigade. The LBB, the audio boom, or ALBB, audio boom log burning brigade. Or society, LBS. LBO organisation. Yes, obviously my mind's going wacky this morning, so time to go.